Listen up, today I've got some major announcements to share with you ASAP. This isn't just an email or a tweet. I got to share straight to your ear. We're going to talk about my first Las Vegas live lecture event. It's going to be a banger. Stay tuned. Give me 5 minutes, folks. We're going to blast through this. Then I'm going to talk about some amazing appearances that I'll be making or I have made recently. Coast to Coast AM. Maybe you've heard of it. and then I got a couple more. And then VIP section updates. If you're in the VIP section and you're listening to this, there's some updates about accessibility to the app. If you have issues, I got some updates. If you got issues, some troubleshooting issues, let's get into it. Now, Las Vegas, if you ever wanted to hear me give a live lecture event on occult symbolism and entertainment, this is your chance. It may be your last chance even. Depends on how this goes, you know, because I'm a little introverted sometimes, okay? And this one's going to be a banger, all right? Because when you get a ticket for this event, which I'm going to put links in the show notes for all the things I'm talking about today, you can check them out while you're listening. You're going to get a ticket to this event in Las Vegas, which is one of my favorite cities ever. It's home of the Raiders. But I've probably been to Las Vegas more than any other city. And you're going to get presentations, though. This is a six-hour event, folks. You're going to get a lecture. A lecture presentation? I'm going to do my favorite subject, Kubrick. You're probably thinking I was going to say Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks is nipping on the heels of Kubrick. But I'm going to give you a presentation about Kubrick, specifically Eyes Wide Shut. I'm going to give you, because I've done so many episodes about Eyes Wide Shut, I'm going to distill it down to the finest, the best, the occult symbolism of Eyes Wide Shut. We're going to talk about it, right? You're going to get that presentation, plus you're going to get presentations from the legend himself, Jay Dyer. You know Jay Dyer. He's been on the show many times. I've done his show many times. We've come full circle, me and Jay, back from the oldie days of blogging to live lecture events. And Jay Dyer, you know, he's going to be doing his thing. You already know what he's going to be talking about. All kinds of stuff. Deep state intelligence, blackmail ops, and all this stuff. Because, you know, Jay, he's hosting that show.
We can't say the name. It's a breaking announcement type show.
He's the host of that show right now, the fourth hour. One of my, you know, if you read my first book, you know, I talked about that person. But I'm posting this video on YouTube, so I'm not going to say the name. But yeah, we're going to have Jay Dyer. We're going to have Jamie Hanshaw, who I've worked with many times as well. And she's going to do a presentation about occult symbolism as well in Hollywood and celebrities. And then the one, the only Jamie Kennedy. That's right. The famous actor. I actually can't wait to meet him. I've never talked to him. I'm very excited for this. But you're going to get to listen to all of us. And then plus, we're all going to be doing the little meet and greet. It's going to be a great time. It's a six-hour event, all right? And let me tell you how this is laid out. As far as I understand it, I think it starts out with Jay doing some great impersonations, which you're going to love. And then your boy, I'm going to start out. I'm going to give you the Eyes Wide Shut symbolism lecture. You can laugh. You can cry. And then we're going to go through Jay, Jamie, and Jamie, right? And there's going to be some comedy, some learning, and all this stuff. And then we're all going to be doing a meet and greet. And, of course, we're all going to be, I'm going to take you down Grifter Alley, folks, live and in person. You can go down Grifter Alley, I'll sell you some signed books, some T-shirts, or you can just hang out. You can just hang out and talk with me, all right? We'll have a few hours. If you don't want to buy a book or a shirt, that's all right. I want to talk to you. I want to meet you. So come on down, and we'll have a laugh at Jay's great impersonations. We can go outside and hang out for a minute if you want to, you know, catch up. I don't know. Whatever you want this to look like is what I'm saying. I'm here for you. So come on down and let's do it. I'm gonna read to you. Well, should I read to you? I already told you everything. It's all there. But you can check out more details on this great event at Eventbrite. The link is in the show notes. Or if you don't want to look at the show notes, go to eventbrite.com and, I don't know, figure out how to find it. Search for the names Isaac Weishaupt, Jay Dyer, Jamie Kennedy, Jamie Hanshaw. It's in there. All right. Now, moving on to the next. So support that, because you know what? If I don't like this, or we don't sell enough tickets, or whatever, if I get the bad heebie-jeebies, I'm not doing it again. This might be your only chance to ever see me do it. All right. Or if it's great, I'm going to keep doing it. And maybe I'll do a little tour. Come to a city near you. So this is on you. This is on you. No pressure. I already got several people message me and said they're coming. So shout out to those people. You know who you are. I can't wait to meet you. I really can't. That's, because of course I want to hear Jay, Jamie, and Jamie. But I want to meet you more than anything. So I'm going to do my thing. And then we're going to hang out. All right? Okay. Now, appearances. I need you to tune in. Coast to Coast AM. I talked to the producer. I'm going to tell you how you can listen. Coast to Coast AM, the legendary radio show on the AM radio. You know, George Norrie. Well, I'm doing it this weekend, Friday night, with Richard Syrett. The legendary Richard Syrett. He's got that smooth, silky radio voice I could only dream of. And we're going to talk about, as far as I know, Nickelodeon stuff. We're going to talk about some celebrity pop culture stuff, the Grammys, you know, symbolism in the award shows and those types of things. And I'm not sure where exactly the conversation is going to go entirely, but I want you to tune in, because you're going to be able to. Now, usually there's listener questions too, so you can even call in and try to get through. So please, by all means, you know, call up and get those phone boards going. Keep them busy. Because if they like the participation, they might have me back on again. But it's going to be this Friday, April 26th at, what time would that be? It's late. It's late. It's 10 Pacific, which is, I think, is 1 a.m. Eastern. So tune in, right? If you're like, man, I don't listen to AM radio, here's what you do. I'm going to put a link in the show notes, but you can go to coasttocoastam.com. Up top, you'll see a thing that says media. Hit that, and then below that, you'll see stations. And then it opens up a map, and it's got every state in America there. And you click it, and it'll tell you all your closest radio stations. It's just that easy. Or you can subscribe to the Sirius app. They have an app where you can live stream, listen to past shows, which is your option if you miss this event, or you're like, man, I'm not staying up till 1 a.m. You're crazy. Subscribe on the app and you can tune in and stream it. Or if you got Sirius XM, you can listen live on channel 146. So there's your options. Take a listen. You know, that's a big moment for me. These are big moments for me. This Coast to Coast AM thing and this lecture, those are pinnacle peak Isaac Weishaupt. I wouldn't do this without you. I wouldn't I wouldn't be able to talk to Coast or do a lecture event if you all weren't the absolute best. So thank you for listening to me all these years. Then some other appearances. I recently did Hireside Chats with the great Greg Carlwood. He was the second podcast I ever did in my entire life. And I went back on, I think this is my fourth or fifth appearance on there. We talked about Diddy and all the blackmail operations. And from what I seen on Twitter, someone said at the end, because, you know, Greg will have a little outro that he does after the interview with the guest. Apparently he goes off. I don't know what about. Hopefully it wasn't about me. I don't know. I haven't listened to it yet. So take a listen. It's on the Hireside Chats podcast. And I'll put a link in the show notes. And then also some upcoming shows that I'll have out there. We've got My Family Thinks I'm Crazy with Mark Steves. Love that guy. We just recorded. We did a whole thing. I don't know when he's going to drop it. But we talked about Diddy. And it's a very much a different conversation than Greg Carlwood's conversation. So I thought that was really interesting. Then me and your boy Jay Dyer, we're doing a press tour, if you will. And in a couple weeks, we're supposed to record with Donut. Usually, like I always say, I usually don't kiss and tell on future shows, but since I got your ear, I'm going to tantalize it. So we're going to be doing Donut. Everyone loves Donut. You know, check all those guys out. I'll put links in the show notes to what I got out there. I've got a lot of great interviews coming out here soon. I just released the Juan Ayala interview. I've got an interview. Here's what I got coming up. I got one with Dr. Anteater, and I got a couple lined up for some financial guys. If you want to get your finances right, okay, and talk about conspiracies within the finance world, because that's actually probably the most important one, okay? Finally, VIP section. If you're in the VIP section and you're having issues with the podcast, it could be because you were on, I think it was called the Google Podcast app, and they shut that podcast app down and they moved it over to, I think, YouTube Music. I don't know. I'm an Apple guy. But if you're in the VIP section, you're like, bro, your show hasn't updated in weeks. It's because of that app. I guess the Android changed the way their apps work. I don't know. But what you're going to need to do is retrieve the original email I sent you with your RSS feed link. If you don't have that, fret not. Shoot me an email on the email link that you see in the show notes for all the episodes and on the email. Shoot me an email, and because as you know, I'm the admin on VIP section, and I will find your RSS code and get it resent to you via email. Now, if every one of you is like, oh, that's me, and you all shoot me an email, that's going to take me a while to go through those, okay? So bear with me. Give me a couple days. I'll try to respond as fast as I can, all right? Okay. What else do I got? Oh, I ordered some new shirts. The podcast logo shirts. I did a little survey on Patreon. Everybody wanted these nerds are going to kill us, because guess what? That's still the reality we live in. So I'm going to have those coming in soon. And then I've got a little surprise for you free feed losers. I got a free feed loser version of the shirt coming in. Now, if this works out properly, I'm probably going to debut these at the live event show. So that might be, you want the first crack at the free feed loser shirt? You're going to have to come to the Las Vegas event. It just depends. It depends on when I get the shirts in. I might post them earlier than that. I don't know. And it also depends on how much I can take with me, because I don't know if I'm flying or driving or whatever, right? I got to figure out what I'm doing here. But that's it. So to recap, buy your ticket to see me live. If you this might be the only chance. Okay. But the good news is you're going to get other great lectures. Because look, I might fumble this thing. I've never done this before, right? I'm like, this is going to be me. I'm going to be out there. Hi, my name is Isaac Weishaupt, and today I'm going to talk to you about Eyes Wide Shut. It might be me. I don't know. Watch, tune in. You're going to have to see it. And there's no one records this thing. Jay told me, he's like, we're not doing any, this is a one-shot deal. No one's recording. We're not putting it on YouTube. This is your one and only chance. So you're going to get, and look, when I team up with Jay Dyer and Jamie Hanshaw, it's legendary moments. We've done Tinfoil Hat together. We've done shows together a million times. And without a doubt, I get more feedback and commentary from folks saying, man, you all should just stay working together. So thank you, Jay and Jamie, for reaching out and letting me tag along on this one. And I can't wait to meet Jamie Kennedy. Of course. He was in one of the greatest horror movies of all time. Are you kidding me? Yeah. I'm going down Jamie Kennedy's grifter alley. I'm going to have him sign some stuff or whatever. I don't know. I'm kind of nervous. But ultimately, I'm really excited to meet you guys if you end up showing up, okay? All right. I think I've hammered on you long enough. Let me get back to Twin Peaks, because, you know, look, another thing about the supporter feeds. I constantly see messages from everyone. And look, I know it's the vocal minority. It's 10 to 20% of you are like, bro, enough with the Twin Peaks. It's too late. We've already gone down the road, and we're going to finish. And I finished thoroughly. Wait a minute. I'm going to finish this Twin Peaks analysis thoroughly. In fact, I'm currently working on the Fire Walk With Me analysis, which is a multiple hour show when I get this thing done. And then we're diving into season 3, and then we're done. So by the end of 2024, I'm going to have for you, if you're on the supporter feeds, the Twin Peaks Grey Lodge analysis. If you're like, man, I don't really know Twin Peaks, I'm not watching it, that's okay. You're still getting all your same content. I'm giving you roughly one show a week for the free feed losers, one show a month for the bonus feeds, and on top of that, the supporter feeds also get the bonus Twin Peaks stuff. So you're getting extra. I'm putting in OT here, okay? Yeah, I'm not holding back anything because I'm doing Twin Peaks. I'm giving you the same amount of content, and the Twin Peaks is just my passion project. I haven't really watched movies that I want to watch in months now. And I'm not going to stop. I'm going to finish it because Twin Peaks is the best. And one day when you realize it, that's when you're going to be like, you know what, Isaac, I'm going to listen to all these episodes. You've got 50-some episodes. This is insane. Yeah, that's right. Because I am insane. So anyway, I'm going to finish it. And I know some of you out there who are like, man, I'm so tired of seeing Twin Peaks pop up. Yeah, it's going to be about every other week for the next 6 months. But you're still going to get all your regular content. Fear not, my friends. I appreciate that you guys love listening to my content so much that you're upset when you see a Twin Peaks one that you don't want to listen to. I appreciate that. I actually do. So thank you. But I'm here to tell you it ain't going away. It's going to be every 2 weeks on top of all the regular content we program in. Okay. But we're going to finish it out. In fact, when I get all them recorded, I might release them faster just to be done with it so that you don't have to be seeing them pop up every 2 weeks. So you might get a flurry of them at the end. I don't know. We'll see. Depends on how the future goes. Okay. Wow. Links are in the show notes, my friends. Thank you for listening to the show and all the ways that you do that and all the ways you support me. Thank you. Okay. Till next time, stay positive.